Hey friends, welcome to my daily update video. Hey, in a moment I continue with part three of my series all about speaking in tongues. And today I'm going to talk about different kinds of tongues, the use of tongues, personal tongues, public tongues, prayer tongues, lots of different ideas about that. But great to have you here on my daily video. Today's a sunny day and I'm about to go and sit outside in the sun and do some work. But let me do a few housekeeping things as usual before I begin. Number one, if you need my YouTube channel, please do hit the subscribe button down there. My name is Graham. I'm an Anglo-American living here in New England. I have churches here, travel in ministry, and love Jesus. Secondly, if you have not yet subscribed to our email newsletter, I really encourage you to do that. Again, link below, and we give a free gift to everybody who does that. Thirdly, if you're here on my channel today and you're not yet a Christian, if you're interested in having a conversation about what it might mean to become a Christian, if you've got doubts or questions, I've got lots of time for you. I'd love to set up a Zoom call or a phone call at your convenience and talk to you about becoming a follower of Jesus. Fourthly, a big thanks to all of the partners and friends and partners of Graham Jones Ministries. Those are the people who covenant with us to pray and support us financially in the missions work we do. So a big shout out and thanks to you guys for that. Boom. And lastly, let me mention as well, lots of different things going on in my ministry. I have a new course coming out later at the end of this week. I'll also be announcing a trip to Ireland in the month of November, if anybody's interested. Details, I'm revamping my website at the moment, so details will be up there soon. But good, let's talk about the gift of speaking in tongues. In the last lesson I did on this, I spoke about how to practically receive the gift of tongues and gave you some examples. And I know that will help anybody who follows those and you can step into that gift. But where I want to go with you briefly today is in 1 Corinthians 12, the Bible talks about diversities of tongues, about different kinds of tongues, of speaking in tongues, the tongues of men, tongues of angels. And I think there are different uses and the gift of tongues can play several different roles in the life of the believer that I think at times we haven't been taught about, or frankly, people haven't discovered for themselves or experimented with. And I want to go through a few of those with you today. Sometimes we, you know, in a way, classical Pentecostals would teach that the gift of tongues comes as an evidence, as a proof, as a manifestation that you have been filled or baptized in the Holy Spirit. Excuse me. And I have no problem with that. I would say it's one of the primary manifestations that somebody's been filled with the Spirit. Biblically, there are others as well. But I think my only problem with that teaching is a lot of people stop there and go like, I've been filled with the Spirit, I've spoken a few words in tongues, and then they stop speaking in tongues. And I believe it's something we should use every day. And I believe it has so many different uses. I spoke about this, excuse me, I should drink some water, in an earlier lesson, but there's a whole area of the gift of tongues where it edifies you as a believer. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14, when you prophesy, you build up and edify somebody else. But when you speak in tongues, you build up yourself in your inner man. Jude, there's only one chapter, chapter 1, verse 19 and 20, speaks about you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Spirit, you'll keep your heart in the love of God. So praying in tongues, let me go through a few of them here, builds you up in the inner man. Praying in tongues keeps your heart in the love of God. Praying in tongues as well is an incredibly supernatural thing, but it's also a very practical, natural thing. And it's something you can do alone. It's really probably the only spiritual gift you can just go in a room and choose to do. Paul said, I will pray with my spirit. I will pray with my mind. I will sing with my spirit. I'll sing with my mind. So it's something we can initiate and choose to, I don't want to say turn on, but we choose to release at any time we will. When we pray in tongues, though, I think it's a little bit like fasting in a sense of it shifts the balance between the natural and the supernatural in our lives. When we pray in tongues, I don't want to say our spirit becomes stronger, because your spirit cannot become stronger. Poor teaching. And yet your spirit dominates more. You're more aware of that spirit life. Your awareness of your spirit becomes stronger in your soul. The more time, if you spend a whole lot of time in worshiping God's presence, it's like you've focused on the spiritual, you've given your attention to the life of the spirit, not the life of the flesh or even the soulish life. And it's the same way when we speak in tongues. When you speak in tongues, you become much more attuned spiritually to what's happening. Now, different types of tongues. I think there is a tongue, a prayer language in tongues where we pray. Paul talks in Romans 8 about at times we don't even know what to pray for, and then we don't know how to pray for the thing we don't know how to pray for. Then he says the spirit within us prays with groanings and utterings, things that can't even be understood, and he prays the perfect will of God. So when we're praying in tongues, we're praying the perfect will of God. So imagine today if I have a situation and I'm not sure what to pray for, how to pray, how do I even begin to grapple, get my hands around that situation? I can hold it up before the Lord and begin praying in tongues over that, and I'm praying out the perfect will of God. Really important. There's a slightly different aspect to that, but it's actually quite recognizable about intercessory tongues. I think there's a place in tongues where we're not just sort of praying out the will of God, we're interceding, we're standing in the gap, and there's a pain sometimes and an urgency, like a fight, as it were. Not a fight with God, but a declaring the will of God, and there's an intercessory place in tongues. There's a place of praise in tongues, where we're using tongues to brung seng hapakstendakat. We're giving glory to God in tongues. We can do that in unknown language, in English, in French, German, whatever you speak, but also we can do that in the gift of tongues. There is I believe there's a place in tongues that is little explored. Oral Roberts used to teach on this, about praying out the mysteries of God. Where sometimes it's not so much praying a prayer to God, but we're actually releasing the mysteries of God and then praying that we may interpret. I'll come back to this in a moment in the public setting, but Paul says when we pray in tongues, our mind is unfruitful. But I believe there's a time we can pray out, you know, pray about a matter. It's like release it out in tongues and then pray that the Lord will bring the fruitfulness to our mind. So again, a really great thing, I've had that many times, of God like unveiling and expanding his plans to me, where at times there are some seasons, I call it inquiring of the Lord, where it's like there's something God has for us and we're not even sure how to begin to grasp, how to begin to get a location fix on that. And by praying it out in tongues and then just saying, Lord, by faith, I receive that interpretation, and I believe you'll bring the fruitfulness, the knowledge, the understanding to my mind of the thing that I was praying out there. Now, let me finish with this today, but lastly, there is a public use of the gift of tongues. You know, Paul talks about that in 1 Corinthians 14 again, where the Lord will give somebody a public message in tongues. Now, that's different, I would say, than a simple as somebody praying in what we might call their own prayer language, a tongue between them and the Lord, where it's like a word to be spoken to and spoken over an assembled group of people. Now, again, to have that done, we should always have somebody interpret that word. And again, the gift of interpretation, it's not the gift of translation. It's not somebody getting a dictionary and describing word for word what that said. It's somebody declaring a message in tongues and then another person, again, by faith, receiving the heart of God that was contained in that message and declaring it out. And it's hard for me to describe the difference, but it's very different, I would say, than prophecy. It has a different vibe to it. I know it's not Bible language, but it's interesting. There's many, many times as a traveling minister, I've been in churches, and I've noticed this with tongues. Somebody will give a tongue, and when the interpretation comes, it's exactly what my message was that day, which is really encouraging for me, the speaker, and encouraging for the people when I get up and share that, and encouraging for the person who spoke in tongues and the person who interpreted. I think the Lord uses tongues and interpretation in a different way to say things that would bypass our mind. So I encourage you to, again, I'm going to get some evangelical writing some nasty email to this, but I encourage you to experiment with the gift of tongues. And by that I mean, I think we can choose at times, I'm speaking in one tongue and I can choose to, by faith, go off and I'm speaking a completely other language. At times I'll have like a sort of standard way of speaking in tongues. At times I have more, to me it sounds more like a sort of Asian tongue I'm speaking out, or at times more a sort of Arab, like a guttural Middle East sort of sounds tongues are. And I think we can play with that. We can experiment with it. I think there's something about life in the Spirit where the Lord wants us to become little children and learn and grow and experiment with Him. And I encourage you to, let me finish with this today, but I really would encourage you to develop the, it's a bit like muscle memory and muscle skills of praying in tongues. I think what happens to most of us is we pray in tongues, and after about 3 to 5 minutes, there's an immense amount of pressure to stop. It is incredible. I've done this a bunch of times where every time I take people on a mission trip, I'll often say as we drive to a church, hey, we're going to pray in tongues for 10 minutes. And it's amazing how long 10 minutes lasts to some people. And we'll begin praying in tongues. And I notice after about 2 minutes, I'll stop and hardly anybody's praying in tongues, or one or two are, or people stop mumbling and chatting and this pressure. And it's a bit like, you know, going to a gym on a treadmill or something. If you're sitting there looking at the clock, and your body can find 10,000 excuses to stop doing this. And I believe it's good that you learn to press through that. What I've discovered for myself, and I've heard many people say a similar thing, that there's a place where if you'll just, I don't say force yourself, you'll press in and press through that barrier of your flesh. A bit like catching your second wind if you were jogging. There's a place where you just break through to a whole other place, a whole other realm. And frankly, it's really difficult to stop. Yeah, it just is flowing and flowing and flowing out of you. So my encouragement, my admonition to you today is to press into this, to think, to let it flow out of you, to experiment, to become like a little child, and allow God to use the gift of tongues in many different ways. Boom. Thanks for watching, guys. Again, hit that subscribe button if you're on YouTube. Do check out my churches here in New England. Love to have you visit this Sunday. And I will be back real soon. We're doing a Q&A tomorrow. So bless you as you walk with the King. Bye for now.